Thank you for calling in, Eagle Moss. This is Angela. How can I help you today?
Hi, Angela. My name is Carl Frederick.
Okay.
And I'm calling because I'm trying to figure out what is going on with my package or my order that was supposed to be going out, because it went out on the 5th of February, and then I talked to another lady before, and she sent some kind of complaint or whatever to find out what the update and status is of the order delivery, because I was never sent an email or nothing stating that there was another tracking number to track my order.
Okay, I pulled your account up under Mr. Carl Frederick. What's your address?
The address that the order is supposed to be going to?
I want both. You bill to and then you ship to, or vice versa.
Well, the billing one is the same one that it's being shipped to.
No, I see a P.O. box on one, and I see a street address on the other.
Yeah, the street address, that was wrong, because USPS doesn't come to my house. That's an address if anything's being shipped by UPS or FedEx or Amazon. The United States Post Office does not come to my house because they can't get to my house. So on the 29th, when I did my order, I called on the same day, and the lady changed everything to where, since it's being delivered by USPS, which is the United States Postal Office, I had to give her my mailing address, which is the HC70 Box 3567 Sarita, Arizona 85629 address.
Okay, yes, that's your ship to. Your bill to has to be what's on your credit card. So what's your bill to address? That's why they're different.
Well, the billing for this is the exact same as my shipping. And that's something I need to change because
okay.
I put the wrong information for the billing.
Okay. All right, well, I'm looking at your the part of the warehouse on the 5th. So you have, and they have a tracking number, our tracking number, but you have to wait on the postal service to put a tracking number on it, and because it doesn't have any information on it at all other than estimated delivery date is coming soon. So it's taking like a month.
Yeah, because I called the postal service myself, and they said once the package is sent out, that I don't get a tracking number, because he said all they do is they scan it and then they send it on its way. They don't even give me provide a tracking number for me to use.
Yeah, they will when they send you an email. They're supposed to send you an email and tell you and have your tracking number on it at that point. Yeah, right now it's just our tracking number. Go ahead.
Well, the lady was supposed to find out where this is, because nobody's given anybody no updates about a new tracking number and stuff like that, because it's been at least over 7 days already.
Yeah, it's taken about a month. So you won't get a tracking number probably to next week, between this week and next week. It's taken 2 weeks once they sent it from the warehouse. That's what I've noticed. So it's
I wish they would have told me.
You probably won't find out anything to the end of this month. Go ahead.
I wish they would have told me something like that, because when it got shipped out of the warehouse, they only told me about anywhere from 7 to 10 days.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Postal Service. I don't, they still have a delay on here about COVID safety restrictions. I've never known the Postal Service to take that long. But
no, that's why I don't trust
even longer.
That's why I don't trust the Postal Service for delivering packages.
Yeah, it used to be just fine. It used to take less than a week, 4 to 5 days for you to get any package. Until they put the new guy in there. Now, and they got rid of all the sorting machines. And then they said he's going to, I just saw on the news, they said he's going to slow it up even more. So until they get rid of him, I think it's going to, the Postal Service is going to really be horrible.
Oh, they're already thinking about impeaching the new president already.
Oh, I'm not talking about the president. I'm talking about the guy that's over the Postal Service. They just put it on the news and said that he's going to try to slow the mail up even more.
Oh, yeah. They need to get rid of him, too, because he's one of the problems that had these issues with voting fraud.
Yeah. So what I'm going to need you to do is just call back, I would say, every Monday or Tuesday and check on it each week to see if they have, because they're going to put a tracking number for you on here. And they should send you an email and tell you. It's supposed to, the tracking number that's on here now is ours. But they're supposed to do one that starts with a 9 that's longer than this one. But right now it just said that it departed the warehouse and the estimated delivery date is coming soon. So the next 2 weeks, just check every Monday or Tuesday to see what your tracking number says. And they can give that to you.
So that means, it's still in Pennsylvania then. Where it's coming
I don't know. It doesn't say. It just said it departed the warehouse on the 5th. And I just know
that's
I've been doing this long enough to know that since they changed over the post, because we had a horrible Christmas with these people ordering items in November and still didn't have them before Christmas. So it was really horrible. So I just know, just noticing this, that it's a trend. That it's just going to take about 4 weeks is all I can tell you, no matter what. You're looking at probably the end of this month. So the next couple of weeks, just call every Monday. And it doesn't matter who you talk to, because you're going to probably get a different agent each time. And we're here pretty much 24/7 for you. Okay, so just call every Monday and track on it. Anything else, Mr. Frederick?
No. I would recommend to the main people that do all this stuff to change their delivery options from using the post office and use something else.
To guarantee the customers
their delivery.
That's the sad part. It used to be just fine until that guy took over and got rid of all the sorting machines and trying to slow it down on purpose. They're trying to end the Postal Service, what's going on. But, you know, can't do anything about it. Somebody told me that Joe Biden can't even fire him. Said that the board or something like that has to do it. I was like, wow.
Yeah, the president we got right now is one of the worst.
I don't want to talk on that. I just know that I'm talking about the Postal Service. Is there anything else I can
help
you with, Mr. Frederick?
No, there's not. Thank you very much for your time.
Well, but just call every Monday. You have a great day. Thanks for calling in.